everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
All right, so Father's Day is coming up, and I'm already thinking, how can I spoil Alan? Because he never does anything for himself. So I'm thinking maybe a golf outing, or how about a new wardrobe maybe? And maybe not all black. That's why I'm so excited about this new partnership. JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. This exclusive limited-time men's collection with a laid-back, down-home vibe is perfect to gift the father figure in your life. This Father's Day, iHeartRadio and JCPenney want to celebrate the father figure in your life by gifting a $1,000 Visa gift card to put towards their favorite activity, like a round of golf, concert tickets, fishing trip, etc., and a $500 JCPenney gift card to snag some of the exclusive pieces from the Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection. Enter now to make this the best Father's Day ever for the father figure in your life at iHeartRadio.com/Father's Day Sweepstakes. JCPenney, make it count.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For some, it's a sizable paycheck. Mine is helping people wake up and inspiring them to accomplish their goals and live their very best life. These are my passion. That's what I'm going to do for you. That's why I launched Money Making Conversations. I want you to stop tripping over small challenges and prepare to rise above the bigger obstacles that life will present to you. My next guest, I was trying to do an extra bio work, but I ran across the word said singer. So I never heard singer in her bio. So I'm gonna start out this. My next guest is an accomplished producer, philanthropist, actress, and singer, Holly Robinson Peete. She is on the show to talk about her two new Hallmark holiday movies. She did two last year. She was on the show talking about it. The Christmas Doctor, premiering Sunday, November 15th at 10 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, and Mr. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Christmas in Evergreen, premiering December 5th on Hallmark Channel. We were discussing racism. Got to talk, I saw it on YouTube, ran across me because we know we're in a time of pandemic. She has a handsome son who works for the L.A. Dodgers. So you know I got to talk about the L.A. Dodgers because, you know, they made such a humorous last year when I went to the live Holly Rod Foundation, it was so humorous how they was talking about he can wash clothes for the Dodgers, but he can't wash clothes when you get home. Raising the family during the pandemic and how it's infected her charity, entertainment, livelihood. Please welcome a good friend to Money Making Conversation, Holly Robinson Peete.
Okay. First of all, you're going to put some respect on my little singing career, okay?
I've known you. I swear to you, I've known her at least 20 years.
Listen,
20 years.
I am a singer in my own mind. So let me just have that, John. Okay, I'm going to put that out there.
So you know, when I'm going through doing my research, because I don't try to do it, act like I know people, even though I know them. And so when I run across a little tidbit says, right before they started talking about, you know, the Christmas Doctor, they said actress and singer.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
mm-hmm.
Okay, let's settle in.
So this is what happened.
Okay, what
so
happened?
When I was on 21 Jump Street, mm-hmm. before I got 21 Jump Street in the mid-80s, I was trying to get a record deal. I came out of college. I wanted to be a singer. I got the 21 Jump Street. I sang the theme song to 21 Jump Street.
Really?
So I was feeling really good about myself. That was in the mid-late 80s. Now, back then, Rashawn, you might remember, there were a lot of us blackresses that were on TV that were had record deals. I had one in Atlantic. Tisha Campbell had one. Okay. Jasmine Guy had one.
Okay.
But here was the difference between then and, let's say, now in the 2000s.
Right.
Then when you were on TV or known as a TV person, that was not, that was a hindrance to you becoming a singer. And somewhere along the way, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, you just keep going. A TV show helped you become a singer.
Absolutely.
And was a platform for you to become a singer. So we just didn't have very good timing, but I always loved to sing, and I recorded a lot, recorded with Prince. I've recorded with a lot of other people, but yeah, it's a little known thing. And I sang the theme song.
It's a little known thing, you know, and
so I consider myself a singer, you know, no Grammys won.
I've been to like several Holly Rock. I'm gonna cut you off. What you ain't gonna do? Over talk me on this singing thing? Cause I've been to several Holly Rock Foundation. Never have I seen you belt a tune, or a brilliant comedic host, a brilliant philanthropist. But you know, so how did the singing part become part of your intro again? That's all I want to know. And we're on the show talking about Holly Robinson Peay.
I don't know. I think a publicist just decided they wanted me to start thinking about that again, you know, my third act.
Absolutely.
But I'm not really sure. Every now and then singer does creep in there. Mm-hmm. But my fans from the early 90s and 80s will remember some of my singing ambitions.
Well, my
so
friend.
We just gonna leave that there. Don't hate on a wannabe singer.
I'm not gonna hate on you, because I can't hate on a dear friend. I can't hate on a person who has longevity in this business that we call entertainment. And we know there's so many valleys in this business that when you try to get a peak, it doesn't stay there for long. You have two movies coming out on Hallmark, The Christmas Doctor, and then you have a Christmas in Evergreen. Start out with The Christmas Doctor, which premieres Sunday, November 15th.
So The Christmas Doctor is a sweet Christmas love story that celebrates an homage, basically, to doctors and nurses on the front lines. The irony is that we were shooting it during the pandemic in Canada. And so it all felt very real. I was very connected to it. I was able to executive produce this project along with my buddy Al Roker and my production partner Orly Adelson. We were able to produce it together, executive produce it, and that makes you just more connected to the story, right?
Absolutely.
It gives you more stakes. Mm-hmm. I love doing this movie because, you know, Hallmark Channel is really, you know, doing a great job at having more diversity in their films and also letting us get behind the scenes.
Right.
My co-star, Adrian Holmes, a very talented Canadian actor who really just sold the movie for me, because he was just so hot and fiery on screen and just believed him. And we shot it in Vancouver, British Columbia, which a lot of people know is where I started my career again on 21 Jump Street. And been coming up there pretty much for 35 years making movies.
Absolutely.
So it's like my second home. And Rashawn, they were so prepared for us for production
from
in
a pandemic
the world
standpoint.
Of COVID.
From a COVID, right?
They just had everything so perfectly planned out. They have very few cases up there, so I felt very good. I took my whole family. We had to quarantine 2 hard weeks, and I mean the real quarantine, not the little stuff we'd be doing in the States. Like, you could not leave your house before I could get on set. Once I passed my COVID test, I got on set and we were off and running.
Let's talk about that for a minute there, Holly, before we get into the next movie. What were your basic feelings? I'm going to tell you this. When COVID hit and they shut us down, I didn't know how to even go out and shop. You know, I had a pair of gloves. I had a mask. I had some Lysol. I had some a little Purell that I somehow had in my house. My wife had in the house. And so when I came out, I didn't know I have to take off the gloves. So when you were traveling, because I'm sure you flew to Canada, correct? And with that being to say, how did you deal with that emotionally and mentally?
Well, emotionally and mentally, like any mom trying to protect their family, you know, it was scary. You know, you had to try to figure out so many things together. We didn't really know we've never had to deal with anything like this.
Right.
And our mothers didn't have to deal with anything like this. So we didn't really have a lot of lot up to work with as far as what is going on. Right. And then, you know, we're not going to get into too much politics, but, you know, we didn't have real great leadership. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you want to do is, you know, look to the top to go, all right, shoot, what do? We in this together, but we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. Fortunately for some of us, we had governors and mayors that were really on it. And I feel like in the beginning, California was, you know, briefing us every day and we were just getting a lot of information. And I felt like we were all on the same page. So that was very helpful, but it was scary. I had a lot of confidence in Canada. I'm going to be honest. I had more confidence in Canada than I did in my own country, which is not a good thing to be able to have to say, but that was a fact. So when they said, come on up and shoot one movie, shoot two movies back to back and you can bring your family, but these are the rules. You got to take your temperature every single day. You have to do a lot of paperwork. These are the rules. You can't leave your house. You can't do this. You can't do that. So I felt very protected. You know, Rashawn, I felt very much like they had my back and that I could go up. And then the blessing to be able to work.
Right.
So many people were out of work. So that was not something that I did not, you know, express a lot of gratitude for. That was a huge blessing. But I felt very, very taken care of, you know. But as a mom, you know, running families and, you know, and making sure your kids are okay, you have to do a lot and you want as much information as you can.
And
you
it's important. That's why I want everybody to hear that, you know, because sometimes they look at famous people and you're famous. You know, you've been in front of our, you've been iconic for us from a teenager to we watch you get engaged on TV. We watch you basically have your family, raise your family before our eyes. And you still have maintained. I remember when you did the Neighborhood Awards for me and you were pregnant. I remember when you was presenting pregnant. So I know what you will do when a friend calls you and asks you to deliver something that you said I'm going to do. Now, you did back-to-back movies, Holly, and so I've never acted. So that whole memorization part of doing something like that, because the movies were totally different. How do you, first of all, you told us what the Christmas Doctor was, Christmas in the Evergreen. Tell us the difference in that movie or the storyline of that movie, but also the somewhat difficulties of being able to do back-to-back movies that are not a sequel.
So Christmas in Evergreen is the fourth installment of a series of movies about a mystical town in Evergreen, at Evergreen, Vermont, which is a town that is very Christmassy, right? We do Christmas so well. Everything is like, it's the Christmas oasis, basically. I play Mayor Michelle, who's the mayor of Evergreen, the first female mayor of Evergreen. I am Black mayor.
Yes.
So I modeled my little character off of my Black female mayors, because we have so many great ones in America.
Isn't that incredible?
And
it's incredible.
So I get to make sure the town is ready for Christmas. And it's a movie about togetherness and community. Everyone comes together. So we thought that was really a nice theme to be celebrating right now as well. The set, Rashawn, is so amazing. I mean, people tease, you know, Hallmark movies and mystery, Hallmark channel movies a little bit about how Christmassy everything is and how it's so over the top. Well, this actual movie set decor was so beautiful and magical. When you walk onto the set, it's just like you're instantly in Christmas. And so it really is just such a beautiful movie. And so this is the fourth movie. The last time you see Michelle, she got proposed to by Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And so this movie is called Christmas in Evergreen, Bells Are Ringing. And so the town comes together for some nice, beautiful Christmas events. As far as trying to remember lines and everything, I don't do that as well as I did back in the Jump Street, Hang with Mr. Cooper, For Your Love days, because I don't have as many brain cells. I'm a little bit more mature now, Rashawn.
Absolutely. But you're still beautiful and you're still dynamic.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's the response I was looking for. Thank you so much. I got confused because I would go from one movie to the next,
mm-hmm.
and I got totally confused with characters. So I would call people by different names from different movies. So we laughed about it. And, you know, you just take it one scene at a time for me.
You know, that's why I wanted people to hear about, you know, when you're called upon to do something like And a lot of people think it's easy. You know, well, she just did back-to-back moves. Well, that's not, you know, sometimes they're out of order, the move. They're cross productions and things like that. They'll say, well, you know, your hair looked like this, so we need to shoot that scene right now on this particular movie on this side, and the script is about this, and you're in love in this scene, and this scene you're delivering Christmas packages. So it really is it really puts your acting skills to true task when you're doing back-to-back movies.
But it really does, and you have to just be so, you know, disciplined. And so, you know, and the hours are long, right? The hours are really long. Sometimes we only have 8 or 9 hours in between when we have to work. And it's definitely a grind. But again, the blessing of work and the opportunity to make movies and content that I think is really very important right now. We have had, you know, some tough times, and Christmas is going to be difficult for a lot of people because a lot of people won't be able to travel and see their loved ones. And so these movies and the joy in this content is something I'm really proud of.
Well, you have two Hallmark holiday movies. November 15th is The Christmas Doctor. That's premiering Sunday, November 15th, 10 p.m. on Hallmark Movies. And also you have Christmas in Evergreen. That's premiering December 5th on the Hallmark Channel. This is really, you know, when I look at your career and I look at their ability of relationships. You know, I always talk about that when I come on Money Making Conversations with you.
Because
you're an entrepreneur. And a lot of people understand the value of relationships because they say, hey, I just want to make money. Well, you have to make money and others make sustained money. You have to have relationships. And those are tied to people who respect your work, respect the fact that you show up on time, respect that you deliver what they've requested of you, especially when they paid you to do a certain task. Let's talk about your longevity. Because you've done so many different things, and to see that you have this series of Hallmark movie series that you've created, and because I've been interviewing you the last several years about this, let's talk about that, and then I want to transition to just the whole pandemic and raising the family during the pandemic.
Well, first of all, thank you for your constant messaging. Your messaging is always so uplifting about, I mean, you know, this is what people need to hear. I tell my kids the same thing. It's about relationships. It's about building a little empire. It's not about just, oh, go get this money over here and get this money over there. You got to have a strategy in your life. And the biggest, most important element, I think, of that strategy should be relationships and how you connect with people. I'm constantly telling my kids that. Don't burn bridges, you know, just and stay focused. And don't, I think it was in the intro that Stephen A said, you know, don't, oh, you said it, I think, that just don't sweat the small stuff. Like, just get your eye on a bigger prize.
Absolutely.
With Hallmark Channel, it's been a real blessing. Listen, I'm a woman of a certain age. And I only mention that because, you know, there was a time where a Black actress over 50 didn't work that much.
True.
And so to be able to bang out all these Hallmark Channel movies, and I also have a series on Hallmark movies and mysteries called Morning Show Mysteries with Rick Fox. And, you know, to be able to do, I've done, I guess, close to 13 movies for them already. And that is a blessing to be able to be in that system over there. I'm always looking out to, and they let me get involved in casting. And like I said, executive producing and storylines and just little things, even decors. Like sometimes I'll, you know, be on the set and, you know, I'll go to the art department and give them some of my chocolate Santa Clauses and put some of these up in the background, you know? So things like just little stuff like that, Rashawn, where you get to have a voice. And I think I'm really blessed to be able to say that. But that comes with years of relationships. Have I burned a bridge here and there? Have I had some issues here and there? Yes. But my main goal has been, you know, really having relationships and friendships and nurturing those over the years.
Now, like I told you, my experience, I have a beautiful wife. I have a lovely daughter who's in her senior year of college, and she's doing virtual. And in some ways, the Zoom virtual world has really been a blessing for her because she's more outspoken now. It's caused her to be a leader on her. But it has caused us to change our lifestyle habits, you know, the way we eat. I remember the first when we was locked down, if I got a slight cough, I didn't know if it was a cough due to the weather change or due to, you know, some pollen outside.
Yeah, allergies.
You know, I didn't know, you know, so I'm taking NyQuil, I'm taking cough drop, I'm taking everything, you know, anything that that shifted my temperament. I got the thermo. You know, you walk near me, I can just hit you on your forehead and find out your temperature. I had it all, Holly. Okay, so now I realize my body is just being my body. But then, you know, I had just my wife and my daughter. You have way more than a husband and one and two kids and adults, right, and all that stuff. And then family members. And how did you deal with it during the pandemic, as well as maintain the fact that you were going to be exiting to do two movies back to back?
Well, listen, I was a little bit of a gangster mom. So because my sons wanted to, you know, can I go over to this one's house? And that one? I'm like, no, you're not going to bring that Rona back to me and mess with my bag. That's exactly what I told them, Rashawn. You will appreciate this. I was like, let me explain something to you. You go hang out with this guy and then you don't wear a mask, whatever. You bring it home to mama. Then I got to call the production company and say, I have the coronavirus and I can't come to Canada and make these two movies. And then, you know, that little PC you want that you think that you need to have so badly, that's not coming for Christmas. Like, I had to break it down like that.
Right.
You don't get in mama's bag. Don't get in my bag. Don't mess up my bag. And so
absolutely,
we laughed about it because they were like, Mom, they would call me Dr. Fauci. They were like, okay, Dr. Fauci. And I was like, listen, I'm just trying to tell y'all that your actions have consequences. So I understand how difficult this is as an 18-year-old, you know, and a 15-year-old. You guys want to go do things, but you're young and you have a better chance of surviving and all that stuff. So I had to paint a bigger, very clear picture for them about the consequences of their actions.
I just got to bring up this one other project that you're doing on television. You've joined the cast of ABC's hit comedy, American Housewife, now in its fifth season. How did that come about? And again, you know, you throw out the word, I'm over 50, I'm working with Rashawn, I feel blessed, but talent allows that to happen too, and professionalism allows it to happen. And your name as a singer and an actress and an executive producer.
You keep doing that singer. I get you, Rashawn.
I love it. Tell us about American. We're about to go into comedy, so I had to bring it up. We're going into comedy, American Housewife. Something you have your hat on.
I love you. Listen, what were we just talking about?
American Housewife.
No. I was just saying, like, you and I were just talking about relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's where this came from. So the executive producer showrunners of this show, American Housewife, were two guys I worked with on a sitcom years ago that only lasted one season, called Like Family.
I remember.
And we had a great relationship. I remember because, you know, we had a bunch of, it was a good show, and we ran into a couple little weird Hollywood things, but that we weren't able to continue. But relationships, we got along well. We were, you know, we laughed. They had great, you know, they had really great, you know, fond memories of just being on set with me. And then they hit me up and said, hey, what are you doing? Told them about the Hallmark stuff, and they hit me up and said, hey, how do you feel about coming onto the show? We've had some cast changes and we need to have, you know, just sort of spice it up for the fifth season. Well, I happen to actually really love the show. It's very, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked before with Katie Mixon, who's the star of the show.
Who I love, by the way. I love her to death.
Right. She's a really talented actress. And again, relationships, we got along super well on Mike and Molly. I was only on that show for 13 episodes, but we vibed. And so it all comes back again. Here we are 10 years later from Mike and Molly, and like 15 years from Like Family. And then these same people are still working, and they look back and they go, oh, let's call Holly and see what she's doing. So I love that. I started this week. Mm-hmm. I was nervous, Rashawn. My comedy muscles were a little atrophied, so... You know how that goes. That's a vibe. That's an energy, a groove you got to get in. So I was very glad to get that going again, but felt very supported by the actors and the crew and the writers. So, but you know, COVID it's a different down here, down in LA, coming off of Canada. They're actually a little bit more strict about everything you touch, every surface you touch, every prop you touch. So it is very interesting being on set, and it's a little limiting. So you really have to pull out your A game and be ready to go when those cameras roll, because that's the only time you can have your mask off. You don't really get proper rehearsal with your co-stars. So you got to bring a step up to your A game as much as you can.
Well, congratulations. Again, you know, this Sunday, November 15th, the Christmas Doctor on Hallmark Channel, December 5th, Christmas in Evergreen, the new season, the fifth season of America's Housewife on ABC. And how much credit is your that dynamic young son of yours is taking for the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers? How much credit is he taking?
Oh, my goodness. This boy is so happy. I had never seen a happy boy. I posted on my Instagram his in real time response when that last out was about to happen.
Wow.
That last strike.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was going to lose it. I knew it was about, he was about to get it. Mm-hmm. And so I took the video and it was so good. And then he dropped the F-bomb and I was like, oh, shoot. Bad. But, you know, he said that's what he learned in that clubhouse. But
oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
And he was so excited. You know, Rashawn, many people know that my son, RJ, who's 23 now, mm-hmm. when he was three, he was told he would never have meaningful employment. And so to be hired by the world champion Dodgers is a really great thing. And then remember, he's had to go through the last 5-6 years working with them with all these get to the championship and not win it. So
right.
that's been a stress and, you know, hard on him. Mm-hmm. He's the guy in the clubhouse that gets the room all set up with the champagne. So he's had
wow.
a couple times he's had to roll that champagne back.
Wow.
And that was so painful for him.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, this is a group of guys that have embraced him. And for him to be able to say, you know, he already has two National League championship rings. And now he gets to get a World Series ring.
Well, he walk around now like he Magic Johnson, huh? That's what he's doing. He walking all these rings.
You
huh?
know what I'm saying? This guy is like, I mean, I just love it. So I'm so proud of him. I'm grateful to the Dodgers. I'm really always advocating for corporations and other sports teams to hire young people, hire people with autism and special needs and intellectual differences, because they can be an amazing employee for you. So please, you know, if you have a chance to hire someone, don't not consider someone who might be on the spectrum or have Down syndrome. They might be someplace that will light your workplace up in a way that you just didn't know. They can be a blessing.
And I
to your
testify.
Bottom line too, you know, to your bottom line, you know, sometimes even just making, sometimes your bottom line increases when you have that kind of diversity in your workplace.
Well, you know, it's stereotyping because of the fact that, you know, people only know what they think they know or what they hear, and it can
right.
limit the possibilities of what an individual can accomplish, can achieve. And that's why, you know, your foundation has been so amazing. I want to read this word for word. The Holly Rod Foundation has recently partnered with other foundations to create Delivering Jobs, an initiative with a goal to create 1 million jobs for people with autism, special needs, and other intellectual differences. Tell us about that. And it sounds amazing. That sounds like another major leap forward in your relationships that you built over the years, the foundation, the structure that you and your husband has built. That's what Holly Rod means. Rodney Pete, Holly Robinson Pete. That's why they get the name Holly Rod Foundation. I've been, you know, she know I'm a big proponent. I made my share of donations when it's right. They got a vaccine coming out there, so I'm assuming we would do it live again in 2021. You know, my wife and I would be out there. It's just amazing what you're doing. So talk about this initiative right quick.
Yes, Delivering Jobs is something I'm so proud of. Holly Rod partnered with Best Buddies, Autism Speak, Special Olympics, to do this huge initiative to create 1 million jobs for these young people.
Right.
Now, obviously, COVID just changed everybody's plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, we're sort of shifting our focus. Maybe it won't be 1 million jobs. Who knows? Maybe it'll be less than that. But the idea is to get corporations to get on board with hiring in this part of the community where the unemployment rate is above or hovers around 90%. So we have to try to just get people to consider hiring these amazing individuals. Every single time I post something on social media or tweet something out about, oh, thank you, Dodgers, for giving RJ this chance. They, all of them, the manager, Dave Roberts, to all the star players, will all hit me back and go, I wish you stopped thanking us because we're the ones that need to thank you for RJ. You don't understand. When we have hard times and we come in that clubhouse, RJ is always dapping us up and hugging it out with us and pounding us out. And he's never not in a great mood, and he lifts us up.
Awesome.
And so that is just a testament to how these young people can bring not just diversity, but happiness and joy to your workforce. So delivering jobs has been terrific. We just started this initiative recently. And yes, I'm hoping that the pandemic will simmer down and in 2021, we'll be able to be back up and running. We did get hit hard with Hollyrod by COVID, really hard. We can't really function at RJ's place like we want to, which is our autism center in LA, where we help people get jobs and connect them with job opportunities and training. But you know what? We have some beautiful partners. Cigna is one of them, and Walgreens, some really great partners that have stuck with us even through this lean time, that have kept us afloat. But yes, hopefully we'll be able to get Design Care back up again next year, and you and your wife will be able to come back out and we can get things going. But we got a lot of work to do, everybody. Keep your masks on, stay safe, and you know, remember, it's the greater good. We have to do this together to get anywhere.
And I want to mention, you mentioned the word diversity, and I want to give a shout out to Dave Roberts, African-American, who is the coach, the manager of the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, there are only two African-American managers in Major League Baseball. That's Dave Roberts and Dusty Baker of the Houston Astros. But more importantly, I'm talking to a friend who has always shown me a high level of professionalism, has always greeted me with respect, has always told, has uplifted me. She always says I always there uplifting her, but she's always uplifted me. And she has two fantastic movie projects coming out on Hallmark. It's called December 5th would be Christmas in Evergreen. And this Sunday, November 15th, 10 p.m. on the Hallmark is going to be Christmas Doctor. But more importantly, if you get ready to get your laugh on, America's Housewife, because she already told me, you know, she had to come in and get wound up a little bit. It's in this fifth season. They brought her on the show just to get. Didn't you say, you know, they wanted to put a little flair? That's why they brought you up for the show. They wanted to put a little spice. Did I hear the word?
You know,
did I hear the word you say
flavor.
Spice in the show?
Flavor injection.
Oh, okay, cool. Like Thanksgiving turkey, you know, get that big old injection and put that garlic in there and put that butter in there and you get it all right and brown and golden. That's what you're doing right there for American Housewives.
Yeah, we're going to get a little jerk flavor.
My friend, thank you. We're going to promote again. You know how I do it. When I run this, I'm going to drop this on YouTube. I'm going to run the trailer during our interview. I'm going to do a split screen on it. I'm going to put your picture up periodically if they send me more photos. So we'll get this up this weekend and get this promoted for the show coming out. And then for the show that's coming out December 5th, the movie that's coming out December 5th, I'm going to run that trailer in my fan club as well as my other social media. So you know how I do it when Holly drops in on Money Making Conversation. We do it big here, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I'm always so happy to be here. And you know, if you ever get tired of that great Stephen A. opening, let me know if you want me to sing the jingle for the Sean McDonald Show.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. You mess with me because you know I got my company voicemail, and so I'm gonna send it to you, and I'm gonna ask you to cut my voicemail for my company. I'm doing baller this year. If I can get Holly Robinson Peak to do my voicemail, voice over, I am baller, ballerlicious, a ballerlicious. Okay, you stay strong,
I
my friend.
You.
We
Thank
talk
you
soon.
So much.
And tell your husband hi. You know how much I love him.
I will. Same to your wife. Love you guys.
Bye bye. If you want to hear more Money Making Conversation interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I am Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.